This episode is brought to you by Juul Wellness, beef liver and oyster capsule supplementation. We're all about if you can just eat liver and if you can just eat oysters, you're going to be absolutely crushing it at your hormone health. However, not everyone likes to be eating liver and oysters, and that is why this is the best possible option for you. These are some of the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet, packed with bioavailable iron, B12, zinc, and essential minerals that deeply support hormone balance, natural energy, and of course, fertility health. So if you are working on HA recovery, if you have been on birth control and you're trying to come off, if you've had an ED, if you've had multiple of the above, and of course, if you're preparing for pregnancy, Juul beef liver and oyster capsules make it really easy to nourish your body every single day. You don't have to cook. You don't have to make mess. You just have to swallow these whole food natural supplements in a capsule. We love Juul so much that we bought it. So we own it. We're very passionate. It's New Zealand sourced oysters and beef, which is the best possible kind you can get. And it's on every single protocol we ever do for our one-on-one clients, and it has been from the very beginning. So if you guys love a little bit of liver or you want to give it a try, because we're the owners, we actually have the best possible discount for you guys. So if you go ahead and use the code HA Society, you will get a 12% discount for life, and only you guys and our founding members have ever gotten a discount that big. So definitely, it's the best kept secret. It's just for you guys. Go to JuulWellness.com and make sure supplementation is 100% covered on your HA recovery journey. That's the code HA Society and use it at JuulWellness.com. On with the show. Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sheriff, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. Hey guys, welcome back to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm joined today by Michaela Russo. She has her own recovery journey story we're getting here today. She did our certification, so now she's doing her own work or preparing to do her own work. We're going to hear and learn about it today, but I wanted to bring her on the show because I want to know more about her and I want you guys to. So first of all, welcome, Michaela.
Thank you. Hi.
We're stoked to have you here. She's calling us from her van. She does the van life thing. I want to hear more about that too. So, yeah. Tell us a bit about yourself. Where are you? Where are you based? What are you doing? And where does your story begin?
So, like you said, I'm Michaela and I am in Australia. Actually, I'm a couple hours south of Brisbane, where you're from, Danny, actually.
I'm from Sydney, but my sister lives in Brisbane.
Ah, okay. Yeah. I remember last time we spoke, you said you were seeing your family. Brisbane. I'm down here. It's absolutely sweltering. It's 6 a.m. already, and Danny can see.
Oh, I bet you don't have the air on.
No, my car's off. I'm gonna die halfway through this. I will turn it on and put the air conditioner on in a minute. So it's hot, but it's beautiful, and my story begins. I was really trying to think about this over the last few weeks. And the more that I thought about it, the further back that the story begins, you know, I kept thinking of moments further beyond. And I really think that my story begins actually before I had any kind of body image issues, and it more came from just a feeling of unworthiness or unlikability as a child. Maybe I'm sure a lot of people would relate to this, but I was like quite bullied as a kid. So before I was concerned about my weight or my appearance, I was really always desperate to be liked just forever. So yeah, I think that's really where it all begins from there. And then of course the culture and the society with the diet and diet culture and just listening to the way that our moms talk about their bodies, all of this slowly compounded to turn into HA in my teenage years.
So, I mean, I'm curious when you were like, you just said, you know, how our moms talk about it. So, is that a big piece of, was that a part of your?
Yeah, I think so. Like, my mom, bless her, she's just the most beautiful person. But ever, forever, I've always only heard her speak just really negatively about her body. Like, as a even as a small girl, like I would watch her pick herself apart in the mirror, and I think that just sets an example, you know, of what we can expect and the standards that we set for ourselves. So it's, I think, without ever realizing that was wrong, I just learned to pick my body apart as well before I even knew why I was picking it apart. So yeah, I think a lot of moms are really hard on themselves. So I think that's a common one. Lots of.
Yeah, it is really common. Okay. So when did you develop HA? How long did you have it for exactly?
So I developed HA, I think, really young, around, well, technically, I only had one period in my life before I got HA. And I'm not sure that it was even an ovulatory bleed because it was so light. And I might have ovulated and it could have just been my first period, but I remember it just being like nothing, you know, there was just some blood one day and then a day later it was gone again. And then in my brain I was like, oh my God, I've got my period, yay. I desperately wanted my period for so long. As like a young girl, I wanted to be a woman, like I wanted to grow up, I wanted to grow boobs, I wanted to have my period, like yeah. But then once I got my period, I pretty much straight away went on birth control. So at 14, so bad that I look back at it now. But at 14, I had the Implanon, so like the Nexplanon bar in my arm. And yeah, from 14 to 17, I didn't have a period because I had, yeah, the contraceptive bar in my arm.
Was that the primary reason, or were you also under eating? Like, yeah.
No, for sure. We're going to get into my
Oh, got it. Got it.
craziness in
Got
a
it. Got it.
minute. Yeah, this whole time, but this is why I just didn't know that my behaviors were so freaking wild. Because I was like, yeah, I don't have my period, but I'm on the birth control. Like, I'm fit, whatever. Like, I'm just blessed. I don't have my period. So, yeah, I went on the bar, but at around this time, I had switched over to high school the year before. And I thought that I was going to catch a break, and I didn't. And so I developed like some pretty extreme disordered eating habits from, yeah, about the age of 13 in 7th grade. I was like really extremely starving and purging and just doing all of the things. Yeah, so I was, yeah, engaging in just restrictive behaviors, but like to an extreme level. I was, you know, in the morning I was deluding myself into thinking like, I eat breakfast. I eat breakfast every single day. But my breakfast was a raw carrot while I hopped on my push bike and rode around the town.
Right.
Like craziness, you know,
Yeah.
we are not behaving normally. And and yeah, I was so just deluded. Like, I really was thinking, like, I am so healthy eating my carrot. Look at me go. And then at some point, maybe around 16, I realized that I was looking incredibly ill. Like, I just had a snap. I looked at myself in the mirror and I was probably like, yeah, I won't go into too many numbers, but I was incredibly tiny. And so I decided, well, I'm going to gain weight. I would love to go on a bit of a health and fitness journey. But of course, God forbid I gain any fat. So I joined the gym and I started lifting and just working out a lot. I was working out in the morning before I went to school. I was working out after school. If I couldn't sleep, the gym was only 2 blocks away from my house. So lucky for me, it was a 24-hour gym. So I was just always in the gym. And I did gain some weight, like some muscle, obviously, but yeah, I never had regained health, which is what I thought was happening. Yeah, so at some point, I wanted to get off the bar. It was about to expire. I was about 17 at this point, so I'd been pretty severely in these behaviors for, yeah, about 3 years. And I wanted to get off the bar, so I did. And then just nothing happened. Like, nothing happened. I wasn't getting any cervical mucus. I wasn't, like, I
On the
was
bar, were you getting those symptoms too, or you didn't?
sometimes I would get, at the very beginning, I got some spotting, but I don't think I wasn't super aware of it, but I don't think I was really having a lot. But I definitely remember noticing, like, hey, I haven't had discharge for weeks when I came off it. So I think it was definitely less, because there is some synthetic hormones in the bar as well. So I think in some way I wasn't completely dry. It also could have been cell sloth or any other kind of like discharge that I didn't have the comprehension to distinguish between them all. I always thought it was just my vagina cleaning itself, and the more discharge that I had, the dirtier I was, you know.
You like
So
this an infection in there, and it's like it keeps having
yeah.
to heal something that's gross about you. Isn't that awful?
It's so bad, isn't it? Like, I used to carry their underwear and change my undies at school, and there was like the disabled toilet at the end of the stall. And if I had some, like, I would like climb into this thing and like wash myself throughout the day, because I was so like,
Yeah, that's
I
rough.
know, I
No.
really was like just disgusted in the whole situation, which, yeah, is definitely why I'm so passionate about this all now, because like, how can you go from, like, how can this just be normal to completely not understand what's going on in our bodies and be so disconnected from our cycles and to just be so deeply ashamed of ourselves? Like, it's not right.
Okay, well, what was the turning point though? What happened?
The turning point was, I had just realized, like, I must need my period. So I was about,
Just logically, yeah, I felt that way too. I was like,
yeah, I was
feeling
like,
it's there for a reason.
yeah, I was like, just because I don't want a baby doesn't mean I shouldn't be having this. And I always wanted it. Like, I really wanted to be womanly. And like, even as a young child, I was always super skinny. Like, I was really thin. And then I think, yeah, just to backtrack a little bit, when I started with my eating disorder behaviors, it was almost as if I was like, well, I'm not going to be this curvaceous, feminine, beautiful woman. In my mind, I had like that sort of stereotype. So I was like, I'm going to be super thin instead. I'm going to be supermodel thin, catwalk thin. But yeah, so I realized that it wasn't right that I didn't have a period. And so I went to the doctor at Yeah, probably around 18 is when I started taking myself. And I went in and I had my bloods taken. Everything's normal. Fine. Okay. Book in again because they don't seem to want to help you actually find out the root cause. They just say, oh, it's normal, goodbye. And so after a few weeks, I was like, no, I want to go back. So I went back, I saw a different doctor, got some different bloods done. Okay, no, not PCOS. I don't have any sort of, like they couldn't find any hormonal imbalance. She just said, yeah, everything is a bit low, but it's like within the normal ranges. And then I gave up for a little bit because I'm really bad with needles, like really, really, really bad. So I couldn't handle just taking myself in to get prodded and probed all the time for no reason. So I took a little break from going to the doctor and I just carried on my life. And at this time, I wasn't obsessively in my behaviors, but they had just become habit and I didn't know how, like, disordered I was still eating and just behaving and treating my body. And I'd gone vegetarian around this time as well, and I was eating really low carb, high fiber, just like the classic clean and green diet. And so I just carried on like that for years. And then, yeah, I think it was maybe 2 or 3 years after that time, I would have been around 20, 21. I met a woman who did fertility awareness charting. And I was just amazed. I'm going, what do you mean you have unprotected sex and you know everything about your cycle and like all of this? I was so like, wow. But of course, I can't do that because I don't have a cycle. And I was really, it brought up a lot for me again and just reminded me of my failed journey of figuring out what's wrong with my cycle. And it just sort of niggled in the back of my brain for quite a while. And then I just decided one day, I was like, you know what? I'm going to start doing this charting thing, even though I don't have a cycle. And maybe then I can go to the doctor and I can, I'll have some data, I'll have some ammo to be able to show them like something is wrong. I don't care about your blood tests. There's not happening over here for me.
It's funny because they'll literally be like, okay, not literally, but essentially what they're saying is, I know you're telling me that you haven't seen blood for years, but your lab work is normal. So, and you're like, so what? So I am seeing blood and I'm just like missing it every month. Like,
Yeah,
what?
so it's all in my head. I'm still getting my period. It's just in my head. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's wild. I wish that I could just go back to those doctors now and say, like, would you be comfortable like writing your dismissal of my symptoms down for me? Like, that's a line I'm gonna use next time I need to.
I know. Yeah, no, I feel you. But they do do it, sort of. They'll write a report and be like, you know, nothing.
Okay, here you go. You're fine.
Okay.
You want it?
Yeah.
You got it.
All right.
Yeah.
Then what?
Where am I? Oh yeah. I started charting. And then I started going down all kinds of rabbit holes because obviously my chart was crazy. Like my temps were everywhere, and then they were super low, and then they were everywhere, and then there's all sorts of stuff was happening. And then I was posting my charts into different fertility awareness groups, and people were, trying to help me. And they were concerned for my thyroid, and they were concerned for all kinds of stuff. So I started to really like freak out that, I had tumor, I had like hypothyroidism, that I had Hashimoto's, that I had all kinds of anything but HA.
You were fundamentally broken.
Exactly. And that's what I like was old in a way. Like I had waited at one point 9 months to see a specialist, and I got there and she just said, okay, yeah, come back to me when you're older and you want to have a baby because you're not going to conceive. Like that is wild to tell a 19-year-old girl who weighs probably like 45 kilos.
Yeah.
You
Yeah.
know, like I look back on that now and I'm like, how could she tell like that, like almost a child, that she's fundamentally broken and not just be able to see that she is just objectively unwell? Like,
Like you just, how can you, which is also funny, right? Because people who are in heavier set bodies struggle with discrimination where they can't go to the doctor. And the doctor will be like, I don't care what ailment you're saying you have, you need to go lose weight because this is a problem you have. But then on the other side, you can be like so thin, sometimes like the Walking Dead, and they're just like, it must be anything else. It's like, it's a totally flip.
Congratulated.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, my doctor's like, wow, I have never seen a cholesterol so low. You must be so healthy.
That's
And
actually
then he,
impressive that yours was low at all. Like,
yeah,
I
he
mean, I
actually
guess
said,
he's right. It is kind of impressive.
he was like, wow. He was like, if anything, you could use to like raise your cholesterol a little bit. But he
Yeah.
was like, I think just I was just so malnourished. Like there was just nothing going
There
on in
was
there.
no,
Like
yeah.
eating disorder from, 13. Like I wasn't
Yeah.
even grown. I hadn't grown at all from like an, not even just from a teenage to adult body, like it was my child body still. And that haunted me as well in a way, because I didn't develop around the same time as the other girls were developing, and I just felt broken, just broken all the way through. And yeah, so I was charting, and even though I didn't understand, like I wasn't cycling myself, I started to just tell everybody about fertility awareness, and that's where the origin of my like desire to work in the menstrual health space actually comes from. Yeah, so I used to like hold little like girls groups, and because I was self-teaching the method as well, and I was like, come on, we're all self-teach together, like let's do all this stuff. And I just became so passionate about fertility awareness. And then one I was reading Taking Charge of Your Fertility, and there's like one little section, like one very small paragraph mentions it once, and it clicked in my brain. I was like, I was like, I could be too underweight to have a period for sure. And then was very soon after I actually found the HA Society.
Sing.
Yeah, you guys were like the first, one of the first and only resources I really, even when I tried to like look at other people's content, I was like, yeah, Danny's got it and she's got it better, so I'm just gonna
Love that.
yeah. Yeah, but
Okay.
it was crazy. Like I found out about HA, and the I feel like just all of the timing became just super perfect for me to recover. I had other injuries at the time in my hands because, yeah, of course, when we're in HA, we just injure easily. So I
Yeah.
was had shoulder issues, and I had like my thumb. I had damaged the capsule around my knuckle, and I'm quite a creative person, so I really wanted to keep doing hobbies of mine, but I couldn't use my hands. I couldn't craft. I couldn't make music. I couldn't use my hands. So one day I had decided, like, right, I'm gonna do everything that I love, just nothing with my hands. So I set up a slack line. I got my soccer ball out. I got my yoga mat out of the van. I set up like a little mini boot camp for myself in the park. And so I was just like running around, having fun, kicking the soccer ball to myself,
Yeah.
balancing on the like having a great time. And then I freaking dislocated my knee. And so I was like, yeah, basically just completely out of action. I couldn't move my hands. I couldn't move my legs. I couldn't drive
Wow.
my car. Like, I was living in my van at the time, in far north Queensland, like in the rainforest. So it was pretty like a bit of a situation to be in, to have
Yeah,
no legs, no
actually, like,
hands.
shit, dude.
Yeah, so I ended up like getting someone to drive my car to like an accommodation place, and I stayed at this hostel. And yeah, this is where I really deep dived in the recovery stuff, and I read everything I could find on HA. I read all of your blogs. I started like binge listening to the podcast. And then yeah, I actually decided like, well, what a perfect time to go all in. I literally cannot move. Like,
That'll do it.
there's nothing I can do except for, you know, eat now and just know that that's a productive thing. And I think that's how I got through, because I was like, oh, this is my little like interest that I can obsess over
Yeah.
and like and
Well,
do. So
that's
I
a
just
good point because I think that's why, for a lot of people, not everyone, but for a lot of people, the first period is a little easier because there's this like you're attaching it to an outcome and, that can make like the second and third one a little harder to get sometimes because they feel like that goal is gone when it's not gone, but it's just like a weird perception we have. But yeah,
Yeah.
you can like focus in on this goal for this tangible result that you're gonna get.
Yeah, and it's like so exciting because you haven't seen that result for so long, you know? Whereas when it's every month, you're sort of like, okay, I want my period, but you know? Yeah, so I hobbled around on my crutches, and I cooked and chopped everything with one hand, and I spent all of my time cooking and eating, and I've made so type A like HA behavior. I made up all different little charts so that I could track my food, and like I was tracking everything, and I was like so into it. And then I recovered in like 4 weeks. Like
After all that, after the
after.
hypothyroidism, the Hashimoto's, probably the PCOS, like all these things, you just needed 4 weeks to like sit down.
Crazy, right? Like I couldn't believe it. And you know, like of course I yeah like I need aircon, sweat dripping down my back.
You know what, everyone? Okay, the audio might change a little bit, but it's worth it because I think it's like 40 degrees Celsius.
We're
The
in a heat wave at the moment as well. Like it's
yeah, like she
already.
actually might die on camera if she doesn't turn this air on.
Yeah, I hope it's actually not too loud.
No, I can't hear it at all. Zoom actually does a really great job of.
Great. Okay, windows up. Crank the aircon. Hallelujah. Okay, sorry, guys, but this is
We
so
appreciate the dedication.
important. Yeah. Yeah, it has become my full-on life dedication now. Like, even though I have a regular job still. I'm going into the office early and I'm staying back late. I'm working like 12 hours a day, just working at a local rainforest charity and getting my HA recovery fertility awareness business off the ground. And I
Yes.
just love it. I think it's something that is so hard when you're in the thick of it and you don't understand what's going on. You're confused by all the hormone talk. You're confused by all the doctor's visits. You're confused by diet culture. Like, it's all just very overwhelming and confusing. So to just, yeah, to be able to actually go through that journey myself, and as I'm talking about it with other women, realizing that all of the closest women in my life pretty much have some sort of issue going on. So yes, I'm
Absolutely.
just, I love it.
Diddling. That's my sound effect for this ad break. Again, this episode is brought to you by the wonderful, the amazing Jewel Wellness, nature's multivitamin for your goals that matter the most. energy that lasts, no caffeine crash, skip the coffee, have the liver. It is packed with essential nutrients to support your reproductive health, your egg quality, your cycles, and don't forget his sperm quality. The whole family should be taking it, and you should be rotating beef liver and zinc. He's gonna need it for his testosterone, just quietly, okay? Hormonal skin issues. Liver is rich in vitamin A, and actually, you know what? So is oyster. So be on both of those things. Rotating through 1 month oyster, 1 month liver. This is going to help promote clear skin, healthy hair. This is the natural form of vitamin A. I could talk forever, but you guys need to get back to the show. So go to jewelwellness.com and use the discount code HA Society to get 12% off. Biggest discount available anywhere. All right, back to the show. Bring. I didn't know that you had such a special interest at the beginning of Fertility Awareness Method, and especially for someone who didn't have a period, and you were just like, but I still love it, even though you may not have shopped around or anything, like have done many other courses. I don't know if you have other women's hormone courses or anything, but I just don't see a lot of them teaching the use of the Fertility Awareness Method as a part of their practice. I've only done one other one, and it was amazing. But like, yeah, I'm curious just like your perspective on that. And if you feel like it's also something that needs to go more mainstream, or do you see it growing and like all the
things? This is what I want to niche in. I want to niche in the women and like specialize in the women who want to recover but aren't in that preconception space right now, because yeah, like I feel that it is a little bit lacking, and I've spoken to many women who just aren't in a rush to recover because they're afraid of going on hormonal birth control when they get their period back. You know, it's like, why would I gain all this weight and go through this whole crazy process and then go on hormones? Like, so this is, I'm super passionate about, yeah, fertility awareness for everyone, but specifically for HA recovery, because like, I want you to get your period back, and I want you to keep it naturally, have it optimized. And imagine if you could have like, you know, years of healthy cycles before you conceive, instead of just like those few, like, of course,
yeah.
The few is good and everything, but yeah, I think like really, really providing that, like, hey, we're recovering and we're keeping our cycles, we're keeping them naturally. You can use fertility awareness.
Totally.
Yeah, so I'm at the moment doing the SymptoPro certification.
Yes.
So I'm not sure how behind the times the uploads of the podcast are from the recording.
Like
but
2 months?
It won't quite be ready
yet.
Oh, wait,
no. Actually, no. This one, we had like an old cancellation one, so I actually just put yours in for like next week.
Oh, we're not going to be ready for that yet. But soon I will be certified as a fertility awareness instructor, able to teach women looking to avoid pregnancy.
Amazing.
And that is like an offering that I want to really flesh out and make as a part of like a recovery protocol, maybe like an 8 or 12 week program or something like this, where we can, yeah, I love it. I think that so just cool. No matter what your cycles are, irregular, regular, crazy, fine, we can all be just so empowered through fertility awareness.
Yeah, we can glean so much information that lets you take action, because we'll meet so many women who haven't done it, and they're like, I'm just feeling so confused, and like they have nothing to go off. And as soon as we can get together enough data to pull together something, some glimmer of information, then it's off to the races with being able to problem solve. And that's what's so cool about it. And awesome that you're going to be certified in that. Not a lot of people know this, but to be qualified to teach fertility awareness as a contraceptive is like a very intense process that is not easy. And many of them require years of like practice, like years of study and stuff before you can even be fully qualified. So it's like really a huge investment of time and money to become that.
Yeah. Yeah, I was really fortunate actually to join the certification I'm doing. You have to have quite a substantial experience in charting already before you even inquire about being interested
Oh,
in it.
wow.
And you have to take their client course. You have to be a client of theirs and do their whole thing. And then you have to do follow up for another bunch of months with your instructor. And then she ticks you off to say, yeah, she knows how to chart. And then this teacher certification starts,
Yeah,
and
how to teach it.
that goes for like another year or so, you know. So
Yeah, that's
we're
crazy.
getting there. It's gonna be still a little while. I'm not gonna be certified next week by the time this is live, but I am working with clients who have HA and in the recovery journey, and
Well, you'll have to
yeah,
put
I
a
have a
wait
lot of
list up.
resources. Yeah, actually, that's a really good idea.
Yeah, just pull one up. Just pull one up and then give me your website or whatever, and we'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah.
Great. That's so cool. Okay. So you're gonna use that and so this niche is in is good because to your point of like people, women will be like, well, what's the point of recovering when I'm just gonna have to go on these hormones because I don't want to get pregnant yet? You guys, that is actually like I love any of you that have thought that. It's stupid.
Breaks my heart. Absolutely. It's horrible.
Yeah, it is. So it's there are risks, you know, of pregnancy because you're fertile, but learn the method. You'll be okay. But I think what's cool was the point that you had made earlier of like, imagine if you could have lots and lots of cycles before you got pregnant. Most of our clients aren't on, you know, most of them are trying to get pregnant, probably like 80%. So the few that we have that are just trying to optimize their cycles, yeah, by the, and I did this too, right? So I had a lot of cycles under my belt before I got pregnant. And the education on your own body that you get from that, is like it's incredible. It's incredible. It's empowering. And it should be a reason that women want to recover. And kudos to you, Michaela, because it is hard to sell. It's hard to
I
get
know.
people to, yes. But let us just like hype everyone up right now, guys, just because you don't want to get pregnant right now. The best thing you could possibly do is get your period back and optimize and learn to chart in advance because this is the least painful time for you to do it.
Absolutely. Like, you have time now. If you are not ripping your hair out wanting to be pregnant yesterday, this is going to be so much easier for you to deal with this now than when the time comes and you, yeah,
Yeah,
sow
like
that sperm before
now
you.
you're trying to figure out what it all means. And there's
Yeah.
a massive learning curve sometimes for fertility awareness method. It's confusing as shit when you first see it. You're like, what is hap what does this mean? And you know, I teach it to people in an unofficial sense, right? I'm not qualified to do so, but I use it as the diagnostic
Yeah.
tool. So we're always explaining it to people and it needs multiple times of explaining it before it really sticks and before you understand what you're seeing, and then you understand what to do with what you're seeing.
Yeah, it is a really complicated journey.
We're selling it so great right now.
But no, but exactly, like, that's why I think getting the support is going to make it a lot easier for you know,
Yes.
like, I have been obsessing over fertility awareness charts for like the last 4 years. Like, let me help you. It doesn't
Yeah, I'll
have
just
to
give you
be
the
as
answers.
confusing. Yeah, like, I got them. Like, I've got them. So, yeah, I wish I had support in the beginning, because especially when you have a HA chart and it looks like almost
Nothing.
a dot-to-dot drawing. Like,
Yeah.
they're just going all over the page and no real pattern. Yeah, to have had someone that was able to just help me interpret that before I really thought that I was going to implode. Being fan freaking tastic.
But so many of us are just we just struggle to make that type of an investment in ourselves. It's not within our culture to do that, right? Like
Sure. It was
education purely
definitely
for your
in.
own benefit and not for making money down the track or getting a baby. Like, how often do we do something that's truly fundamentally for ourselves? And if And then once you have it, you pass it along. Like you can teach your friends, you teach your daughter, like you pass on the knowledge of charting, which I think is this, it should be this thing that women pass on to women.
Yeah, that actually just it's a little bit not related to the HA space, but I was in like a support group for troubled teens as a young girl. And I'm actually going to do an understanding your cycle basics and like charting your cycle for
Amazing.
teen girls so that they're not in the toilet washing their vagina in the disabled sink. Like,
Right.
whoa.
And I mean, imagine on the topic of teens, maybe troubled teens, but just teens in general, you know how it is. Like, imagine if teenage girls understood the like, this is your fertile window. Stop.
Amazing. That actually makes me physically excited to think of a young girl that like actually understands
Yeah, or sees
their
her temp
cycle.
drop and knows she needs to take a tampon to school.
Yeah. Like, it's so simple, but it's so liberating and it's so empowering. Like,
Yeah.
yeah, so I'm bringing it to the young girls. I'm bringing it to the HA space. I'm bringing fertility awareness everywhere. Everyone's going to start charting. If you walk past me, I'm going to hand you a thermometer. But
Oh yeah, free thermometers for all the girls. That'd be so cool. That'd be so
they're
cool.
actually too. But
Yeah, no,
yeah,
yeah.
I love it. I do love it. But yeah, it was like you said, like that first period and that whole journey was like, yeah, did it, nailed it. I got my period. And then of course, the next cycle was a little bit longer. And then I played a little bit of the how low you can go game. A lot of it, I think, though, was, which I think some women might relate to as well. Like, I wasn't at this point obsessively trying to be small. I was just so lazy. Like, I did not want to get up and I was so sick of cooking. I was so over cooking and I didn't want to get up in the morning and make breakfast and then make a snack and then make a lunch and then make a snack and then make a dinner. Like I was broke as well. Like I was like had just spent the last 8 weeks not able to work, paying to stay in accommodation, like with my broken leg. So I was really just I sort of had in my mind, like, yeah, I can survive on a little bit less. And let's just see how much I really need to do to keep this period. Then I lost my period again. Classic. And then it was pretty quick to get it back the second time. Like, I think I lost it for 2 or 3 months. And then as soon as I hit that, yeah, I hit that 3 month mark and I was like, ah, it's officially HA again. And then did all the things. So yeah, I think like a big part of my journey in recovery was accepting, yeah, that I was gonna gain weight and accepting, yeah, that I was not healthy, but so much of it was just habitual. And even after I had recovered, it was so hard to differentiate between healthy food, like objectively healthy food, and diet culture healthy food. So in some respects I wasn't restricting myself out of still this feeling of like I'm not enough or I want to be loved or valued or whatever, but I just was so misinformed. Like, I was just so severely uneducated and a victim of like the early 2000s magazines out the supermarket aisle, you know? So I think, like, yeah, the HAP certification, even in that space, I was like, whoa, you know, I still got diet behaviors happening. And I had been recovered then for like 18 months. Like, it's just wild how nuanced and how like cloudy the whole space is in regards to like women's health and diet health and what a healthy body is and what a healthy lifestyle is, that yeah, sport just would have made everything so good.
Yeah. But you wouldn't be who you are, and you wouldn't be without where you are.
Oh no, for sure. I think,
You
like,
know what?
in my personal journey, yeah, like all of that research then sent me on like my menstrual educator journey. Like, I learned so much about so many different conditions, and just different elements to menstrual health, that, yeah, of course I wouldn't have had without. But I also, like, I just think of, yeah, just the everyday person who's like trying to navigate like being healthy, and it's really confusing. Like, yeah, even people close to me that I've had conversations with along the way, you know, explaining why I'm eating like this and explaining like certain triggers and explaining aspects of nutrition that maybe like are misconstrued in the mainstream media, and still, like, I'm surrounded with diet culture. And like, yeah, so I don't know really where I'm going with this, but I'm passionate now. I want everyone to know about this.
Yeah. Well, that's the best part, I think, is just like getting your feelings out on the emotion, you know, like the things that are pissing us off and the things that we really want, and just got to get it out there, so that we can all get,
Yeah. 'Cause it's hard. Like, I know we all hear a lot on the podcast, like, how hard recovery is and that it's a really emotional journey. And, you know, we all know that in some sort of like intellectual capacity, like, before we go on the journey, it's like, oh, this is going to be hard. It's really freaking hard, guys. Like,
It is really hard. It's very emotional. It's attached
it's
to a lot of
really emotional. Yeah. Even when
attached
I
to a lot of
thought like
things.
I thought that I wasn't actively in my eating disorder at the time of recovery. And even then, I was bawling my eyes out, like forcing the food down, like freaking out because I'm waking up in the middle of the night to eat, like really just second guessing the whole process, obsessing over it, stressing over it. Like, yeah, the whole
Yeah,
journey.
it
But I'm
is.
so grateful for the journey. Like, yeah, I wouldn't change it now. As much as it was hard and I felt broken for so long, like, yeah, I just have such a deep like reverence for the female body now. Like, and yeah, I feel like that is where the core of my recovery comes from as well, is like wanting to honor the body. Like, that's what got us into HA in the first place, guys. Like, we wanted to be healthy, we wanted to be fit, we wanted to take care of ourselves, you
Well, that's
know.
what's juicy is that, like, we think that, but
Yeah.
then suddenly we realize actually all we wanted was to look a certain way. And suddenly the actions you need to take for your own health are not what you wanted, right? And it's like, okay, that tells us a lot about our
Yeah.
intentions.
Yeah. And it's like, why did we even want to be healthy? Like, was it that I wanted to have a healthy body, or was it that I wanted to be the healthy girl? And I think I wanted to be the healthy girl, you know, but at that time I didn't realize. I was like, I am just into health. Like, and in the process I completely destroyed my body. So yeah, just coming back to that desire for health and like reminding myself, like, hey, before it got really messy and before it got all construed in all these crazy ways, and you started, riding around on your bike, eating raw carrot at 14 years old, trying to be thin. Like, before all of that, fundamentally, I think people want to be happy and people want to be healthy.
They do. That's what they truly, truly want. But then at what cost, right? And often it's just at the cost of acceptance and the cost of love and the cost of, whatever it is that we attach to potential weight gain or potential changing how we eat or how we exercise and how we're seen. Yeah, big stuff. Big stuff.
It's a
Of my bag, but we are excited to have you in the as a colleague in the world with us doing this
hey.
too, working with women with all kinds of issues, I assume, right? Not just HA for you, or will you be?
At the moment, I'm just working with women that have HA, and
Amazing.
I'm running a group, Understanding Your Cycle, like 8 weeks women group space at the moment as well. So I'm really hoping to work in the HA space a little bit more. I have just been really slack with getting all of my online presence.
Yeah.
I live in the bush, guys, so I can only use the internet like very sporadically. So over the last few months, I've been like building my website in a car park for a few hours, or like, staying behind at my office job and working on it. And I've seen a few in-person clients is how I've mainly been working. So my business is called the Cycle Health Collective. So we're gonna just it's the whole cycle health space. I
Amazing.
want to help you. So
Is there a URL? What's the website?
It
Or not yet?
actually is broken. No, it is. It's www.cyclehealthcollective.com. But yeah, the URL is broken at the moment, so
Okay, we'll try to get it sorted by next week
I
when
will. Yeah. Really, I'm on it. I thought that this morning. I was like, oh, okay, yep. No worries, it's probably a little bit behind the podcast. I've got like a couple weeks, but
No, usually it
on it.
is. We're actually recorded pretty much up to April, but I wanted to put this one in
Great.
now. So it's funny that you have less time, but definitely get
No
that up.
worries. Yeah, I
And
will
if
have it up.
anyone listening wants to connect directly with Michaela, you can always email me, danny@thehasociety.com. I'm often linking up listeners with guests that have been on the show that, resonate and want to know more about what you do. So that's an option.
Yes.
We would love it.
I
Love
love
having
it.
you. We loved having you in the HAP certification. I think you were in like our were you in our first ever?
I was in the first cohort. Yeah, I was so excited.
That is so
I
cool.
was so excited. It was like, yeah. I
Love it.
just couldn't believe that the HA Society, like, there wasn't many HA like spaces.
Yeah.
And then I was actually looking into other certifications at that time, like holistic hormone health certifications. And then the HAP came up and I was like, oh my God, my
My
favorite place
gosh.
is doing a course. I'm going.
That's so fun. And ours was probably like che way cheaper than all the other ones too. I mean, maybe not, but yeah, they're usually like
Yeah, and
unnecessary.
I got the early bird offer, and yeah, so now I am still like with the updated course stuff, I think.
Yeah,
And yeah.
it evolved a little bit, but you should be in there. Actually, Ashley
Yeah,
told
I
me
was
you
in there
had
the other
trouble
day
getting
actually. I'm
in.
like,
Ashley told me you
because
had trouble getting into the HA Society
oh,
section, and she sent me the video,
whole thing.
and I was like, I literally don't think you're logged in, and that's why you can't.
No, I am. I sent another video and like I am logged in because I can get into the general, I can get into the chats, I can get into
Oh,
everywhere.
okay.
But the HAP space. So Ashley has an updated video as
No,
well
you're
that's a bit
right.
clearer. But
Well,
yeah.
I'm in here right now, and just in case she did it in a different way, I'll add you right now and see if it
Okay.
works for me for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know. I go in there and check every now and then. And then
Oh yeah, it's I see that there's an invite sent and it's been clicked by you, but it hasn't been accepted. So I'm going to hit remind and
okay,
see
maybe
what that does. But yeah, I don't know. It probably
yeah,
doesn't do anything.
it's a bit weird. Like I click the join
Oh.
now button and then it like goes in and opens it up and it's like,
Nothing.
yay, we
Yeah,
have
but it's like
community. And
a.
but the
Yeah, we'll
info
have to figure
section.
that out. We'll have to figure out. I haven't seen that happen before, so we'll sort it out.
Yeah, I don't
Anyway,
know.
thank you
But
so
yeah,
much for joining
thank
us, and
you
we
for having
appreciate
me.
it.
I
And
feel like
hopefully everyone checks out your stuff. And thank you so much for being a part of our community and being on the show and telling your story.
thanks for having me, Danny.
Yeah.
I love the podcast and yeah, so happy to be here and hope
Thank
that I
you.
can, yeah, be of help to some of the listeners because I was a listener that was deeply helped by the podcast. So
100%. Thank you so much. Okay, bye guys.
bye.
Hello, ladies. It's been a minute since I brought you something big and exciting for free. But I'm really excited about this. I was thinking, what do we really need to help some of these women seriously move some needles, right? Like really make some significant progress in their recovery. So I wanted to offer this to you guys, and it's basically this is stuff that we only give our paying clients. Our paying clients, our one-on-one members. So it was a big decision for me to make this bundle for you guys, but here we are. I am presenting to you guys our HA Infertility Blueprint Kit. So here's what this is. It's our DIY Restore Your Fertility program. So you get full access to the HA Society, which is usually $25 a month. And then this DIY Restore program is $472. And I'm giving it to you guys for free. I want you to come in to our amazing HA Society. I want you to come to our community calls. I want you to utilize the Restore program. I want you to utilize the content. I want you to come and chat and make some moves in your recovery. The other thing I'm offering is a 45-minute discovery call with me about whether or not your HA progress is happening and if you're ready for one-on-one coaching. So I'm going to chat with you and make sure having that call with me is actually the right move for you. I do not want you to get on this call with me if it's not the right thing for you. So here's what we're going to do. You're going to go to Instagram. So that's the HA Society. Or you can go to my Instagram, which is Danny Sheriff, and you're going to DM Blueprint, the word Blueprint. And I'm going to chat with you. I'm going to send you the link to get that blueprint bundle kit 100% free, even though it's totally valued at $497. I am giving that to you guys for a month for free. And we're going to jump on a call and we're going to talk about your recovery. And we're going to figure out your next best steps to getting your period back, getting pregnant naturally, if that's your goal. And we're gonna make some moves. We're gonna make some moves on recovery. It's gonna be great. So go to the HA Society or go to Danny Sheriff. If you don't have Instagram, you can email me. You can find that on the website, and I will send those things to you. Okay, guys, this is exciting, but on with the show. Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are. And that's the method that we use, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner.
And it's also the best way to ensure, if you're trying to avoid pregnancy, that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping, for many reasons, is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the temp drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the temp drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place, and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So TempDrop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons like HA recovery, making sure your cycle's not slipping back in the HA direction, TempDrop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the TempDrop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck. Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.